Welcome to episode 9 of the You Matter podcast with Noonday Collection. I'm Whitney Ray, and today I have the honor of bringing you Tamara Akhlilu once again. She will be sharing about how people have jobs and what that means here at Noonday. She ends with some incredible encouragement that you don't want to miss, so be sure you listen through the end of her interview. After Tamara, we are going to end today's episode with a brand new ambassador sharing what her job has meant for her to really bring this pillar of people have jobs full circle. As always, though, I want to remind you that the You Matter podcast was created to communicate to ambassadors how you matter and connect you with the stories of impact happening because of you. Without ambassadors, Noonday wouldn't exist. Now, I just want to thank you guys. I love seeing your comments using the You Matter hashtag on the Facebook wall, both on the runway group and the main Facebook wall. I love that you are commenting and sharing your takeaways. You are making sure that this podcast becomes a conversation in the community. So please keep those comments coming. After listening into episode 9 of You Matter, the one that featured Joanna in design, Katie shared about how Noonday has awakened a part of her, and she realizes that God has made her to be creative, beautiful, and unique. And then she shared this. Joanna Robinson also mentioned the inspiration for the winter line to include the Ladakh people of Nepal. Below is a picture of me in the Ladakh region of India. I lived in India in 2011, pre-Noonday for me. At the end of my trip, I spent some time in the Himalayan part of India, where the Ladakh people also reside, and I was able to do a brief homestay with the Ladakh family. Lots of yak butter tea people. I love how Noonday brings things full circle. Katie, thank you so much for sharing. I am always amazed at how there are so many unique people in our ambassador community that have had these incredible experiences. Each one of you really carries a unique past to Noonday. So Katie, thanks also for sharing the pictures that you posted. I love seeing the Ladakh people and the way that you got to live with them and interact with them. It made the inspiration of the winter line a lot more personal for me, and I'm sure for all the ambassadors who saw it as well. And thank you for sharing how much you've changed over the past couple of years to embrace your stylish and creative side. I know a lot of ambassadors who read that also relate to that. Now, because your time matters, I want to be sure that you are following along with Jessica Honegger as she travels in Africa this week. She's posting videos with the artists and partners to both the runway and the main Facebook group and sharing messages intended just for the ambassador community. You absolutely do not want to miss these. They are so inspirational and will connect you to the stories of impact happening in ways that words can just cannot do. So the work, you know, that we are doing as ambassadors, it is the real deal. In every trunk show we do, we are representing the artists and partners that Jessica is visiting and the others that live around the world. You know, they get up and go to work each day because we get up each day and do our part of the work. So I hope seeing those videos inspires you, connects you to the stories of impact that are happening, and inspire you to go out and take that next step forward. So that brings us to People Have Jobs. Tamara Akhlilu, Noonday's manager of production and sourcing for Latin America and Africa, is sharing with us again. And this time it's about dignified work and that and what that means for people to have jobs and why it's a main pillar for Noonday.
Hi, this is Tamara, and we're here talking about the pillar, People Have Jobs. This is one of the strongest pillars, really, for Noonday, because our entire business revolves around it. Our goal is to create jobs for people in vulnerable situations around the world. And so the way we do that is also important. So today, I want to talk a little bit about the way that Noonday creates jobs, how it's a little bit different than other businesses run, and how that impacts our artisans specifically. So you've probably heard the phrases collaborative design, responsible financing, capacity building, long-term partnership. You've seen those words in the lookbook. You've heard them from many different sources. But today I just want to expound on them a little bit and explain what that means to us, how it really guides what we in production and design do and how we relate to artisans. So, first of all, we'll talk a little bit about collaborative design. We don't just order from a factory or a workshop. The traditional way is for a buyer to simply tell a factory, you know, send an email of what they want, send the specs, state the price, and this is what we're going to pay for it. We want 10,000 of these pencils, and we want them by this date, and you can take or leave this order. So in traditional business, the company then just has to decide if that's worth it for them and accept or leave the order. There's not a lot of negotiation going on, and there's not necessarily a lot of relationship. There may not be even long-term partnership. So from one season to the next, if I can get my pencils cheaper from some other factory, I'll just go wherever is cheapest. And even from country to country, okay, well, India's pencils are getting expensive, so I'm just going to order from factory in Malaysia now. So that's generally how it works in broad strokes. But our process is completely different. So we use collaborative design, and not only in design, but we're also very collaborative in financing and terms and in timing. It's a very relational model. And then long-term partnership is also important to us. So we stick with the same artisan groups more or less over time. And we don't just go to the workshop that has the best price this season. So in collaborative design, we help the workshops to understand the trends and colors that are popular in the States from season to season. And that's something that's really different for them. So we don't just send our spec sheets, but we first, Joanna, the lead designer, and Sarah send trends and colors and ask those artisans to interpret them in their materials and in their techniques, according to what they have and using their creativity. So we allow them to really think about those trends and interpret them and really be part of the process of creating the designs. And actually that way we get some really interesting and new samples that maybe we wouldn't have even thought of designing before. So for a lot of small artisan businesses like Luis and Marina in Ecuador, this is really a game changer for them. At one point last year when I first started going down and visiting him, Luis, and working with them, he asked me, well, how do you sell so much tagua? Like, I tried to sell tagua in the States. I've sent it through other channels and it just doesn't sell. I think people don't like tagua. And so I started to explain that the colors are very important. The designs themselves, from season to season, Americans have different ideas about trends that really change. And it's something that you're just not very aware of here because you don't have that cultural connection. So the more that you can be on trend with very specific shapes and styles and very, very specific colors, a shade of yellow is different than another shade of yellow, which is something that he's been learning. You know, mustard is different than sunshine yellow. And it makes all the difference in the world of how many necklaces you're going to actually sell. So when he began to understand that more, it was like a light bulb came on. And he was really excited because we actually tell you what colors are going to sell. And it makes all the difference in the world for how many products you can sell, and it makes a difference even in his sales locally in the market that sells to tourists. So not necessarily other Ecuadorians, but when tourists come, they're going to see a marked difference in his quality, his style, his colors from other stalls that are selling tagua, and they're perfectly fine and beautiful designs, but not necessarily on trend. So that trend analysis is something that we do with them and for them that allows their products to sell better and really makes a big difference. But we also really collaborate with those artisans in helping them produce products that we know are going to sell. We also look at historical data. So we're looking at what sold last season and in previous seasons. So when one product sells really well, then we respond to you. What you sold in the last season is what we're going to try to aim for in the next season. So for example, our ambassadors and customers love ropes of every shape, size, and color. It seems like that's our best-selling utility, rope necklaces, and other specific things that really sell well. We know what sells well with ambassadors and what sells well with their customers, and sometimes that's a little different. So we help artisans to be able to know that, and we also help be able to shape what they create in terms of the product itself and the quantities of different types of products so that they're not wasting their time, they're not wasting their money on products that are not going to sell huge numbers, but that they are using their time really efficiently and effectively. So that's one way that we are working with artisans in workshops that you wouldn't see in traditional business. Traditional businesses don't share their information with their producers. They just send their order. And they are not so worried about the workshop growing or becoming a better business. They're not interested in helping the other producing companies to be able to produce better products for other companies, for other buyers. Whereas the information that we share and the way we do capacity building really builds up businesses so that they can also supply to other big buyers. We really want to encourage their business to grow in general. So another major pillar for Noonday is responsible financing. As you know, Noonday does not employ the artisans. They truly are our partners as they are our suppliers. This is similar to the fact that ambassadors are not directly employed by Noonday either. You're a separate individual partner and you're a businesswoman. These people are business owners, whether they're co-ops or other businesses around the world, and they run their own businesses and partner with us to be able to sell their products in the States. So Noonday pays product prices that allow businesses to pay fair wages to the artisans they work with. So those wages are determined in the workshop and they're based on the local economies. Our partners who are WFTO certified, which means fair trade certified, had gone through the process of having artisans cost out their living expenses and determine living wages through a common process. Noonday also pays 50% in advance at the time of the purchase order. And that, I can tell you, is really revolutionary. For some businesses that don't have a lot of capital, they wouldn't be able to buy the materials and create the products, especially with the large volumes that we're ordering, if they didn't have this type of advance. So this really allows them to enter the international market at a level that they never would be able to any other way. So this 50% allows businesses to source materials in a timely manner rather than having to wait until they have enough cash on hand from other sales and stockpile their materials when prices are at their low point. This is something that artisan businesses do not take for granted because not all their buyers offer this, especially mainstream brands. Another thing that we do occasionally is offer no interest or low interest loans to provide businesses with cash flow that they need to grow sustainably. So that can assist them in buying more equipment or just help them to be able to scale up in certain cases. We also pay our outstanding invoices within 30 days of receipt. That sounds like it should be obvious, but it's not the norm in most of these countries. A lot of times artisans are waiting a long time to receive payment from either local sales or even international sales that they have made. So it's not typical outside the fair trade industry, and it's not something they would expect locally. When artisan businesses sell to tourist shops in their country, which many of our partners do, it means that they invest the entire cost of materials and labor and only get paid when the products sell. And Noonday takes full responsibility for sales, and we take on the risk of inventory, and it allows the artisans to just really focus their energies on design and production. As I mentioned before, part of responsible financing is kind of collaborative financing. So the pricing process is really different in the fact that they feel, the artists and businesses feel empowered to be able to push back and really negotiate on prices. It's not just take it or leave it when it comes to we want this and this is the price we're willing to pay for it. We really work with them, even to the extent of changing the designs to fit pricing when necessary. This is really empowering for them. In a lot of cases, they haven't had a lot of choice or a lot of say in the terms that they work under. And so that's really encouraging for them. And it makes them, I think, feel a lot more in control of their own business. And it speaks volumes to just mutuality and respect, that we don't think we're better than them. We don't think we can tell them how they're going to produce or when they're going to produce, but that we're really truly working with them and for them. And that partnership is really different than any other type of business. Another way that Noonday is a little bit different is long-term partnership. You've heard this phrase before as well, probably wondering what that means. So it'd be pretty easy for us to just set our line and decide what we want to order and then shop around each season. But long-term partnership means we don't just source from whoever has the cheapest product, but that we stick with the same groups over time. When they encounter production challenges, when they have sourcing problems, we can switch up the materials, we can work with different materials, we can help them design into what they do have available. Even when there's natural disasters and other situations, we can work with them through those kinds of challenges. And that's not something that traditional business does. They move on to the next place. That being said, there is a testing period before a group becomes a full long-term partner. And it does not mean that the relationships don't sometimes end by mutual agreement, or that at times we don't specifically reach out for one season for one product. But in general, we work with the same groups over time, most of which we've worked with for the last 5 years since the beginning of Noonday. So this doesn't mean that sometimes relationships don't end, but it means that we take a lot of care in that process, and it would only be by mutual agreement. If, for example, a group has other orders that they would like to focus on, even other ministry or nonprofit related issues that they want to focus on, or they feel that they can't supply the quantity and the quality really that Noonday is looking for, because it really is quite demanding being able to supply for Noonday's overall production needs. And so if that process happens, one of the things that we really focus on is making sure that they're going to be able to be sustainable and that they have other outlets. So sometimes we connect them with other buyers, and especially buyers that are able to meet them at the quantity and sort of quality level that they're at. So that's something that we do very carefully and consciously and through discussion and relationship, really. The bottom line is all about relationship. Everything that we do carefully and sensitively, worrying not only about the interest of Noonday, but really about the interests of the artists and business themselves. So, to recap, we've been talking about dignified work, how the work that Noonday allows and creates for artists and businesses around the world is different from traditional factory work or other non-fair trade artisan work. We have so many different types of partners and so many different types of people that work for these businesses that we partner with. There's definitely a spectrum of types of work and even motives for working. For some people, it is just putting food on the table, and they're extremely grateful for the opportunity to be able to do that. For others, it's a skill that they have learned and grown up with, whether it's weaving or a specific cultural technique. And for them, this is really cultural preservation, and it's part of their cultural heritage. It's really dignifying and gratifying to be able to do that work and be paid well for it. And then for others, it's a career. And for some, it may even be a step towards another career. Some of the artisans that we talk to say that they would like to open their own business or that they have other career aspirations. And so this is allowing them to be able to be paid fairly, treated fairly, and reach their goals if they're in school and they have other goals for their lives and especially for their children's lives. A lot of them look at this job as a stepping stone for their families because it's allowing their children to be put through school, and they expect that the next generation is going to have even greater like career and achievement opportunities. So just like here in the States, many of you are doing this business for various reasons. Some of you, it's just a way to earn a living, and that's absolutely valid to be able to help subsidize some of the programs and things you want to do with your children. Some of you maybe don't even need the money, and you're really just doing it as a nonprofit activity to be able to support different nonprofits that you care about. Some of you are real entrepreneurial women, and you just love doing business and you love the business aspect of it and growing your business. There's lots of different motivations and lots of different reasons for work here in the States. But the main thing that we have in common really is that we all want dignified work. We all want our work to make a difference and matter. We want to be connected to other people. We want to know that what we're doing really benefits the world and that we're contributing to society. I don't know if any of you have ever been unemployed, but you may know the feeling of being unemployed, whether it's a couple of days or a couple of months, how it's demoralizing. It's so depressing and frustrating. You feel like you're not contributing to society and maybe not contributing to your family, and your needs are not being met, and it's emotionally draining. It's exactly the same way for artisans in other countries, sometimes even more so when resources are very scarce. It's really depressing and demoralizing to not have work. And work, especially this type of work where you're being really treated fairly and you're loving what you do and you're being paid well, is really inspiring and hope-giving and life-changing. So when you go about this work, promoting the groups, promoting the products, dragging products around town, I'm sure that you all have reasons that you started with Noonday. I just encourage you to think about your Noonday why, and think about the artisans and their different reasons for working and how what you're doing really does allow them to achieve their goals.
Wow, I don't know about you, but I loved hearing more about what capacity building, collaborative design, long-term partnership, and responsible financing really mean and how they all work together to create dignified jobs. There are some really great examples and ways that she explained it that I feel way more equipped to go out and talk to my customers and hostesses about what it means for people to have jobs at Noonday. And Tamara, thank you so much for sharing there at the end that we really are all so different. You know, as ambassadors, we come from really different backgrounds. We are part of different communities. And that's really the same for our artists and partners as well. But the thing that we all have in common that you shared, I just loved. You said, we all want dignified work. We all want to do work that matters. This work matters. You know, it really does. The work you're doing as an ambassador makes such a difference. And if you're not sure that it does, please check out the updated impact tab on your website. The impact tab is being updated from now through the end of the year. And there's just going to be more and more information that we can connect with, but that we can also share with our customers. Now, let me introduce you to an ambassador who just started with Noonday a few months ago. Just a few days ago, she hit her very first Radiance Reward level with Noonday.
Hi, I'm Ashley Leader, and I live in Mishawaka, Indiana. I started with Noonday 6 months ago. I've been a stay-at-home mom for 12 years. leaving a social work career and wondering if or how I could return. Well, this is the best social work job I have ever done. But rarely do I ever look at this as a job. I look at it as my ministry. It's a way I get to give back, make a difference, use my degree, and get paid for helping other moms like our artisans to be able to stay home with their families. It is the best social work job ever, but it hasn't been easy. This week, I hit my first reward level after many no's and much hard work. But I probably would have given up months ago. I had my coach, my team, close friends, hostesses that said yes, and customers that purchased with power, and my Noonday community coming alongside me, encouraging me to keep going for our artisans. So when I hit my reward level, finally, I was overjoyed that the work finally paid off. But most importantly, I knew I didn't do this alone. It took everyone around me to make this goal. We all need each other. Everyone has a part to play. We are like a puzzle, each of us specifically crafted to fit together to create this beautiful force of life-changing impact for our artisans. So, keep going. Each of us matters so much to so many people.
That's right, Ashley. Our work matters. Our work matters for the artisan partners, absolutely. And it matters to us. You know, there are things I'm able to do for my family that I would have never been able to do without the income that I make as a Noonday ambassador. And it also matters to our communities. Our communities are right here in our hometowns. And I have been with Noonday now for a little over 4 years, and I am beginning to see the way that I have been able to bring people in my community together. New friendships have formed, new partnerships in our community have formed through trunk shows. What we are able to do is we're able to see someone who has the potential and to say, wow, you are an influencer, or oh my gosh, I see that you have a heart for others. You have a heart for sharing that thing that you just learned about fair trade or the global orphan crisis. And you want to be able to invite your friends and neighbors in and share about it. And you haven't had a reason why until Noonday. Let's set up a Noonday trunk show. Let's do this. Or like me, I had just an amazing college roommate who's traveled the world and really had wanted to change it, found herself living in a smaller community with 3 kids. And she's like, you know, what am I supposed to do to change the world? And I had the chance to share the ability to become a Noonday ambassador. And she's embraced it. She has become a coach herself, and she's changing the world exponentially in her small town, doing what she knows how to do and becoming stylish and confident and more empowered every month that goes by because of her work with Noonday. So we have a gift to give. We have this gift of being able to see others' potential and then give them a way to use that potential for good. Elevate your hostesses and your customers and those friends who should be ambassadors as the change makers that they are. Sometimes it just takes someone seeing it and speaking it over that person really comes alive and realizes that they really can change the world in ways they never even imagined. So we have a world to change, and it starts right here in our own backyard. It starts by booking trunk shows. It starts by being bold. It starts by pushing through those shows that don't go very well or as you expected, realizing they're all just a stepping stone to the bigger impact that we're going to make together. All right. Take a moment, share your takeaway from today's episode over on our Facebook wall using the hashtag YouMatter. Let's keep this conversation going until next time. And as you interact, we will drive content, and hopefully I can share your voice on a podcast soon. Thanks for listening in, and we will talk again soon.